Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome back Astral Mind 2012. Now let's go ahead and give a warm welcome to Adrian. Are you there?
Yes, Roy, I'm here.
Wonderful. And again, we want to thank everybody.
What do you want to talk about tonight?
Well, why don't we talk about quantum physics and the matrix?
Okay.
And what are your feelings about the matrix, Adrian?
Well, Roy, I think it has a good point on based on how we live our reality, is so to speak, what we call reality, is we think reality is something real, and it's not. That we're, in other words, we're living in illusion with a belief system thinking that everything that we can smell, see, hear, touch is space. Is real because our brain tells us it's real, but it's really not.
So would you say that we've been programmed?
I think we've been programmed since day one.
Wow. So do you believe that that fire can burn?
Well, from what we've experimented with hypnosis, we realize that fire does not burn, and I can honestly say when I did the mushrooms with the Native Americans, I touched fire and it didn't burn me, so.
So would you
when
say that's more of a belief, part of the belief system?
I think it's a belief and I think it's a control.
Yeah.
And anything that the government can control us, they'll use that belief against us to put fear in us.
So would you say that our money system is a belief?
I think our money system is. I think that our health is. I think pretty much everything in the universe is based on what we believe. And what we believe is true is what's going to manifest, what we create.
So as long as
we
believe
in
it, then we're gonna co-create it?
Oh, absolutely. If we believe in the Tao, we co-create it.
Yeah.
If we believe in a God, we co-create it.
Right.
And I honestly don't think any of that stuff exists because we came here to co-create, and we have created everything that you can see in the whole universe.
So are we able to change our reality just by changing our way of thinking?
Absolutely. If we can all focus and concentrate, we can all manifest. We've seen it happen before. We have no evidence to back it up, but then again, is there ever any evidence of any God? Is there any evidence of aliens or UFOs? I mean, everything that's being hidden is something that the government's hiding from our eyes, that they don't want us to see.
And do you feel now that we're in 2012 that a lot of things are going to be revealed?
I think things are going to start shifting consciously, meaning our consciousness is going to shift to a higher dimension.
Wow.
And we will meet our God, and there's not only one God, there's millions and billions of gods, and we've all co-created them to be our God.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't believe in them, then they're not our God. They don't exist.
Yeah.
Like a storytelling book.
What about these people who have been programmed into believing with, you know, certain religions, you know, they've made that you know, part of their reality. And a lot of them won't, you know, don't want to change from that.
Well, that's part of being part of the grid.
Yeah.
That's part of being part of this reality that don't even exist.
So would you say that's part of the matrix?
This is my belief. I think that any time when, and I just started thinking about it tonight, any time when somebody commits suicide or has ended their contract, they've already made that agreement to come here and do that.
Now, would that
and
be
they
part
feel
of
like
this?
it was their time up, they felt like. And if it wasn't their time up, then they most likely, they probably would have sent them back.
Would you say that's part of the sacred contract?
I think it is, because with death and suicide, I think if he was meant to come back, then the source would have made it possible for him to come back.
Hmm.
Or his source would have made it possible.
Right.
Because his work wouldn't have been done here. And so he felt like, from the time of the beginning, he felt like, okay, I'm going to take my life because I'm ready to experience what it's like to have a real father, or what it's like to have to be dumb, or what it's like to feel like I could be like everyone else, not be a genius, or be rich, or be wealthy. That was his contract.
That's amazing.
That's the way I look at it. That's why certain people do certain things.
Yeah.
Not because it's evil, not because they're being tempted, not because of all this trash that religion's put in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they made that contract and they completed their contract.
Right. So would you say that this is all being written in the book of life?
If you believe that. I mean, if you believe that you had a book of life.
Yeah.
If
so
you
a lot
don't,
of it
then was it written?
You know, it comes down to what do you believe?
What do you believe, and how far are you going to push your beliefs, and how far are you going to manifest?
Right.
And what are you going to co-create life? So that you can have the most wonderful experience on earth before you leave your contract.
Right.
Is it going to be sad? Is it going to be happy? Is it going to be an experience that you never had in your life? What is your contract? Is it to come here and heal people and heal yourself? Is it to come here and be a cop and throw people in jail and give them tickets, give them a hard time? I mean, what is your contract? How do you fulfill your karmic debts? How do you get past them? How do you show gratitude? How do we shift into the higher frequencies, the higher dimensions by our attitudes? How do we get past the ego? All those questions, you know, that we have.
That's so very true. And once we are able to get past that, then that's when we get off the grid.
Yeah. And eventually it's all going to come to an end, because everything always does, and other people need to move on and fulfill their contract. Whether it be murder, whether it be anything, really. What role do you play on earth?
Mm-hmm.
Do you play on the shadow, or do you play on the light?
Yeah.
If you play on the shadow, then most likely you're trying to ascend into the shadow realm.
Yeah.
And you're shifting to a higher consciousness through the shadow realm to learn. The whole idea is when you become the shadow, you're learning compassion, is what I read online.
Wow.
Because people don't really know what it's like to love, because they've never been loved. So they need passion. Yeah. So other people come into their lives and they bring passion to them by giving them flowers, by giving them chocolate, by coming over and shaking their hand, making them feel good or smile.
Right.
You know, and that's what their contract is, was to come here and feel passion and love, you know, because they never had it.
That is so true. Looks like we're getting some Alignment callers, Agent.
Okay.
So should we go ahead and start inviting them on the air?
Let's go do that.
Okay, let's go with the first caller from the 845 area. You're on the air.
Hi,
hello.
Good evening. My name is Diana, and I tuned in late. I was listening to the part about finding what your purpose is and your contract. Yeah, and I was wondering, I'm not sure if this is the right show, if you do readings.
Yes, we do. And what
would
you like to know?
I would love to have a reading and see what you come up with. I'm at a bit of a crossroads in pretty much every area of my life right now, and I'm trying to become more spiritual and grounded and such, and in tune with you know, my own self, basically.
Adrian, what are you getting?
Hey, what was your question?
Just a general reading, because there's just a lot of stuff going on right now in my life. I'm unemployed, and I'm in a legal battle, you know, with my ex-employer that's been dragging on for years, and a lot of stuff. I'm a widow, and I just ended a very tumultuous couple of months with a fellow that turned out to be bipolar, and...
Ouch.
Yeah, so I'm going through a lot right now, so I'm trying to just be focused on me.
A lot of changes right now.
Actually, a change will be good. I feel like I'm very stagnant, you know. And everything is tied up financially. Unfortunately, this world is driven by, you know, money. So,
by the mundane.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, and I do live far from my family and moved upstate from Long Island, and, you know, winter is coming, so I do have concerns, but I'm trying to do daily mantras and stay positive, et cetera, but, you know, it is, it's been rough, and to encounter an insane person in my life is just the last...
It's been hard for you to survive.
Very hard, yeah, very hard.
Oh, I'm picking up.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Okay, so it sounds like you need to get to know yourself more. And
I know myself.
All these things would stop. All these things would stop working against you.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to do a lot of spiritual inside, like looking inside yourself more, getting to know your soul more, your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that, is I was telling Roy about the idea of a sacred contract. Have you ever heard of sacred contracts before?
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what are you? What is your feelings on the archetypes?
The feelings on sacred contracts?
Yeah.
I think I've always been involved in some capacity in healing and helping others. As far as that is concerned, you know, I've been in the health field, patient advocate, and I did enjoy it. You know, I just think things happen for a reason, and I even feel that with this bipolar person that maybe he had a lesson to learn, and I did too. But
right.
What my total sacred contract is, I think it's just to continue on in that field. But... I'm not in control of what's going on as far as the financial end right now, but, you know, certainly I hope that things will change in that capacity of trying to keep a positive attitude every day about it, you know?
Right.
other than that, I'm just dealing it as best I can.
Roy, is there anything you want to share about that?
I just wanted to share with you that one of the archetypes that comes to mind to me is that she's working with the rescuer,
okay.
But on the shadow side. And what does the rescuer do in the shadow side, Adrian?
Well, the shadow side of the rescuer can be very hard because other people want you to rescue them,
mm-hmm.
and take care of them first before yourself. So you're putting them before yourself.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
Because it's like the caretaker.
Yep, I get that. You know, I had to close my circle of what I thought was so-called friends because, I'll give you a quick example. I helped a couple. I had gone away to watch my dog, and I came back, and my refrigerator with an entrance did a huge shop before I went away. I usually, get all the coupons and whatever's on sale, and I'll shop for the whole month, and it's just me. Well, I lost everything because of the freezer and the refrigerated door open, and my dog ended up getting some kind of skin disease because they had cats or whatever, and the cats they didn't bring in the house, but whatever it was on the woman. So, yeah, I've been kicked. no good deed goes unpunished sometimes. So, but it doesn't prevent
me
from...
Well,
I'm telling you, Dad,
you really got to come to an agreement with certain types of people.
Mm-hmm.
To build
the
trust, and I think if you can't come to an agreement, then what's the sense of working with them?
Exactly. Yep.
Why not move to somebody who you can make an agreement with?
Right.
Adrian, explain to her on the light side what the rescuer does.
Well, on the light side, you have to look at it, you get rewarded.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, on the light side, I think that you're actually doing some people some good by actually helping others. You're helping yourself.
Yep. I agree. And the biggest lesson I had to learn was the gift of to give to yourself. What to allow other people to give to me is actually giving them a gift.
I have a lot of people tell me, they say, well, if you're depressed and you're not helping yourself, then why help them if you can't help yourself? And I said, well, it makes me feel good. Knowing that I put a smile on someone's face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. I mean, the littlest thing is... if you see an old person walking down the street, my nephews and nieces say, Auntie, do you know that person? No, but that person may go home to an empty house and sing for hours. Who is that lady with the platinum blonde hair waving hello to me? like little things like that people don't think about. A smile, a gesture, hello, how you doing?
I had people tell me they've never met me before, and they say, wow, you're really a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
And why do they say that? Because they're picking up on your energy.
Yep. You gotta put out that energy.
And that's the way I look at it, is that you're saying something nice to them, you're going to get a quick response.
Mm-hmm. May not get rewarded now, but when the good Lord calls you home or whatever you believe in, like you said, I just hope things will work out.
I just wanted to share something, and my guide's telling me that we have to remember that, the Lord's not going to give us any more than we can handle.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that.
As long as we continue to, be more giving, be more caring, be more unconditional love for everybody, then that's when, the universe is going to provide us with all the necessary things that we need in our life. He's always provided in the past, and he'll continue. main thing is we have to be in gratitude every day, every minute of the day for what we have. You know, not for the things that we've lost, but for the things that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, that's the secret to the secret. So that we, you know, we'll receive a lot more from the universe. Main thing is, you know, focus in the positive and not on the negative. You know, be with positive people, listen to positive music, you know, do all the things to lift your vibration. And that's how manifestations come to you at a faster rate when you're at a higher vibration.
I get that. I do. I get that. I haven't had cable in like 9 months, you know, and I don't miss it. You know, I try to listen to good music and you know, I'm going to get back into, I have free coupons.
I mean, on television, mostly all you hear is about negative things happening in the world. You know, they
mm-hmm.
don't put positive things. You know, we
yep.
have to absorb your mind, you know, reprogram your mind to be more, you know, productive, be more, you know, caring, more giving, you know, doing all the research that you have to do. And that's where,
true.
You know, where a lot of people are being hypnotized, you know, watching, you know, movies, you know, watching television all the time, doing, repeating and doing the same things over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to share that with you.
And they're all one-track minded, if you notice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because if
it's
you think about it,
it's funny you
mentioned
the
reason I say one-track minded, because if you think about it, why do people stand in one line when you have like three or four lines that are open at a store?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't call those people, they call them sheeple. They're almost like sheep, you know, that follow the lead sheep, you know, and they stay right in that line.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed
that? They all follow
one
religion.
Yeah.
Well, so you mentioned The Matrix movie. I watched it last night for the first time. I had never seen the movie. And the fellow that I got involved with and I didn't know, and he was telling me, oh, you have to see The Matrix, and he had taken himself off his medication and just crazy stuff. He brought a woman here. He flew in from California. We dated 2 months, and he dated years ago, and he, July 4th, he was like, I'm coming over with so-and-so, and I was like, what? And I knew something was wrong, and he said, no, this is not appropriate, I'm sorry. And I finally saw the movie last night, The Matrix, and it kind of resonated with, you know, I mean, he's like far to the left because of his disease, but I get the programming part, you know, where people just become like spoon-fed with social philosophies and stuff like that, and it's driven into their brains, you know, that things have to be done this way because people say it has to be done that way. And I certainly don't adhere to that thinking at all. You know?
I just wanted to share with you also, one of the cards that I pulled says that your wish is going to come true and that you're going to be hearing some good news real soon.
Well, that would be wonderful. That would be
As long as you focus on the positive and do all the things, you know, to help, you know, lift your vibration.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it says that my guides are telling me that you should work closely with your angels.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever meditate with the angels?
Matter of fact, and it might seem strange to you, but about 6 months ago, a childhood friend, she's gotten into the shaman healing, and she went to a whole bunch of different things, and she does, she got me to call into blog radio, and, you know, I've been on this path, and I think that's what kind of helped me get through, where I noticed that there was things off with the fellow, and I was meditating, and I was falling asleep 2 days ago, and on the wall, and I said, you know, when you can look at a tree and you think you see like an image or whatever, on my wall, the
right.
sun was setting, and it was the blinds, but in the blinds on my wall, I swore it was a picture, a face of like a woman angel. And I got up and I said, oh, this is so cool. And I really sat there and I looked and I picked up my phone to take a picture of it, and it just, the apparition just disappeared.
Wow.
Yeah. And
if you know this too, and me and my son have both seen this, is you'll see images in the clouds of angels. And we've seen this many a time. Yeah, you know, they're all around us, watching over us, you know, caring for mm-hmm. us, you know, and that's why it's important that you, you know, communicate with them. They're just waiting for you to, you know, meditate or pray to them and ask for their help.
Speaking of angels, if you want me to pull an oracle card of it.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
He's going to pull an oracle card from his
okay.
bank on angels.
Okay.
You pull one every day. Get you a deck and pull one every day.
Yeah.
Pull
and what's
a card
the name on. Of that? What's the name of that deck for her?
It's called Angels and Oracle Cards.
Okay, so I'll have to pick that up. Angel and
yeah.
Oracle Cards?
Yeah.
Yeah, pull one a day.
Okay, where would I guess I would have to go to a specialty store to get
you
that?
You can go to Barnes & Noble's, any place where they sell,
okay.
you know, metaphysical, you know, cards, or they usually have them all over, or you get them online.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're ready? I'm going to read this.
Okay, thank you.
Shower your abundance. To heal your financial situation, first give us your worries concerning money. We will guide you in order to show you how to create and accept abundance as we work together, and your financial situation will heal as fast as you allow it. But what does that? What does that tell you?
Just to ask, to ask for help and guidance through my guardian angel.
Yep. All
right. Ask and you will receive.
It's called Shower of Abundance. I'm going to read the whole page for you, if I could find it here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And it sounds like you just need to work with your angels more, like Roy says.
Yeah.
Because we're alone.
Mm-hmm.
In this universe. I mean, a lot of people say, well, I don't want to see you again, you know, you're in a relationship, and say, I don't want to see you again. And I say, that's fine, because guess what? I have people above me that are, that love me.
Mm-hmm.
And they try to make you feel like you're alone.
You're never
you're not
alone.
Never.
Yep.
We're always being watched.
Well, I actually started, someone had told me I should, and I hadn't been doing it, you know, to pray and to ask my late husband for guidance and my spirit guides and my mother and father. So I just, you know, started, I really should just put a prayer thing on my refrigerator and just remember to do that every day.
It says, to heal your financial situation, give us your worries concerning money. We will guide you in order to show you how to create and accept abundance as we work together in your financial situation. We will heal as fast as you allow us to. This card is a sign for prayer about financial matters and have been heard and answered. The more you can listen and follow your gut feelings right now, the quicker you'll experience improvement in your financial situation. The coins that you're finding lately are a loving sign formed from your angels and discarded loved ones. As an unexpected financial withdrawal is coming to you, give any financial fears to your angels, your guides, your guidance, and you will receive it as quick as possible. To the answer to your prayers about your finances, abundance can take many forms, including having more time and opportunities for clear ideas.
Okay. I'll work on that every day. I get that.
All right.
That's beautiful.
We're going to go ahead and go to our next caller. We have another caller.
Thank you.
We're off the air right now, and so we have a little bit more time to talk to the next caller. And again, we want to thank you for joining us tonight, and we hope we were able to help you with the reading.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and I'll call again. Thank you. You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Let's go with the next caller from the 337 area. You're on there.
Hello, hi.
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
Okay, my name is Tamla, and I'm calling from Louisiana. I've called the show a few times.
Wonderful, and we welcome you back. And do you have a question for us tonight?
Well, I've been really kind of like, really been getting interested in the soul contract. So basically what I wanted you guys to do was maybe just pull a card based on my soul's energy, because I know I've been called to healing, so I've been moving toward that for you.
Adrian, what are you getting?
Did you want me to pull an oracle card for you?
Yeah, please, if you don't mind.
I pulled the card of the ocean, and this is based on your soul contract. It says, the deep blue sea speaks to your soul, healing and shooting you everywhere, even in the act of imagination of yourself. Dipping into its healing, wounds will bring about disputes and effects, better yet. Spend time physically in the ocean and allow the power of the beauty to wash away of all your cares and concerns. This card comes to you because you're connected with the ocean. It is a sign that you need to spend more time near the sea, perhaps during a vacation or a home-based area. The angels will help you with the endeavors if you ask them and allow them to the ocean air and water to inspire you and to heal you and other people.
Wow, that really resonates with my spirit because I am attracted to water.
Wow. And are you close to the ocean or?
I'm in Louisiana, not too close to the coastline, but what I've been doing is I'm looking into buying me one of these waterfalls, these kind that you can put on your desk, cheap,
yeah.
Where the water just. It recycles and it makes the bubble sound like a water like a fish tank.
Right.
And it's really relaxing. And what my main objective to do is to build me an altar with the four elements, with fire, water, air.
Wow, that's beautiful.
And the elements.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to do that because I've been told that water is really calming for me, and water is it's going to help me with my soul's contract of healing. So I've been really getting on the bandwagon of finding every bit of information I can. I even have
another,
to research. Go ahead.
Another thing, when you put, like a waterfall in your office or in your home or whatever, what
mm-hmm.
that does, it brings good feng shui, good qi
mm-hmm.
energy, and that brings more abundance into your business or home or wherever you put in that.
I was going to tell you, Dad, did you want to mention to her who we were connected with?
Well, we're connected with Poseidon.
Oh, okay.
And he was the
I've
king.
I spoke to Poseidon before.
Yeah.
How do you find out who you're connected with? Do you have to have like a regression, a past life regression?
No, I had a dream. He came to me.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
and he had a conversation with me, and for the past whole hour, all we did was just talk.
Okay.
Back when I was in Atlantis, I was his son.
Wow. Well, how can I find
yeah.
out what is my affiliation with the ocean and water? Because this comes up a lot, and I don't, and I've had, I've read articles about Atlantis.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I even looked up information about Egypt. I'm not feeling an attraction or even a knowing. I do feel a strong pull toward the Caribbean, though, because I'm here reading somewhere they said the Caribbean is a place where I did my past. I had past lives in the Caribbean, but
you know what? When you were talking just now, I was getting visions of that, and you were you were holding a position in the Caribbean, whether it's either a priestess or a queen.
I got that. You're so
yeah.
right. That's what I heard. I didn't want to say it because I haven't done my research on it, and that kind of shocked me because they actually said
yeah.
a voodoo priestess, and I was like, whoa. Because it was just, I know I have a strong presence, and for whatever reason.
And you know what I'm also picking up your?
Huh?
You're not going to believe me if I tell you this.
Okay, go ahead.
You were a snail.
I was a what?
A snail.
I was a snail?
Mm-hmm.
When?
Their past life.
What does that mean, a snail? I mean, is that a good thing, or?
Yeah, that was a good thing. It was back in the time of Avalon. But you had a family, and you had the ability to talk. You were a talking snail.
A talking snail. What time was this?
Back in Avalon.
You said Avalon?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
You were very magical.
Oh, wow. That sounds like fairy tales, like a fairy tale type environment.
And that's interesting because during that past life when you were in the Caribbean, you had a lot of magical abilities.
Yeah, you were also a shapeshifter, like you were
you could
a mermaid.
Yeah.
Wow.
It really connects like with the ocean for some reason. Like you were a crab, you were a snail, you were a mermaid. You just shapeshifted a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
What time was this? Was this like in a certain era?
I don't know, but I'm just picking up those back in Avalon.
Because Avalon goes all the way back to the time of, King Edward, the Sword in the Stone, you know, back
wow.
in those eras, yeah.
It was very
oh,
magical
wow.
back then.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go do my research because that's my first time hearing of Avalon, but you said shapeshifters,
yeah.
and I've been watching True Blood, and I was watching the shapeshifters, and I was like, whoa, that's just so extraordinary. Lo and behold, I was one myself.
See, I had a connection with the vampires, and I've been running into a lot of vampires lately.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow. Thank you, guys. Now, you know what? I'm going to look up some information tonight when I get off the phone.
You know, we'd love to, you know, give you more information on that. Would you
mm-hmm.
mind if I write down your number and we could
sure.
Talk to you again? You know, just
sure, I don't mind, because I call.
Can I talk to you more about it?
Talk to you more about it?
I'd like to talk to you more about it.
Yeah, that's fine. You can write down my number. You have it?
Yeah, it's right on our screen.
Okay, and my name is Tamla, Tamla.
Is it Pamela?
Tamla with a T.
Okay.
We've been having so many lifetimes. Together.
Wow. I'm utterly amazed. And I know for me, just understanding my background and everything that comes from past lives, it helps me to embrace all the gifts I have.
Let me make sure I got this,
uh-huh,
number right. It's area code 337-739-6051.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Camel. And, yeah, we'd like to go into some more information. Right now, we're about ready to, if we cut out, it's because we ran out of time.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, well, not just look at whenever you have information, whenever you see my number calling in, please pick me up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm going to look up some information on Avalon tonight.
This is what we love doing. Also, me and my son are both, we're both hypnotists.
Okay.
So we love past life regression.
Oh wow!
Oh, yeah.
You have to be in person to do a past life regression?
No.
Oh well, I'm gonna have to definitely set one up with you guys because I want to know a little bit more about my past.
Oh yeah,
okay.
You need to know more about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so far down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What's your
depends
email?
What pill you
want to
take.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
It depends on what pill do you want to take, the red pill or the blue pill.
Oh, wow.
I was just going to say that, you read my mind. I was going to say, you want to take the red pill or the blue one?
Oh, whichever one I need at that time, I guess. Okay, all
we
right.
We can take you there.
I'm looking at your page on Blog Talk. I don't see the website anymore. What's the name of your website?
It's not showing on Blog Talk.
No, I just see the intro of the show, like what it's about, but I don't. I used to see a link to your website.
I'm just wondering if that might have got removed or something. I'd have to go back in and look at that. What we'll do is we'll give you a link. You know, once we make contact with you again, because we're going to run out of time real quick, like, and then it's just going to cut you right off.
Okay, well, that's fine, because I want to one day schedule a past life regression.
Great.
Okay, thank you guys so much.
You'll love it, yeah. You'll love it.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
You're
good
welcome.
Night.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.